Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on? It is your girl, Nia. I'm here on another Sunday. I know most people are probably enjoying sports right now, but I'm not. I'm here dedicated to what I do, talking about community news, health news, and all the good stuff that I think keeps us going. This is the time that I can squeeze in to do what I love to do, so I'm here to do it. And let's see if we have anyone in the chat room. Doesn't look like it, but it's all good. You all can catch it later, is what I'm used to. So I want to start the show off with, it's somber, but I am a believer, so I know and understand what's on the other side of death. So I try to look at it from that perspective. But just as Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed away, and we all are pretty sad about it, and I'm grateful for her contribution to gender equality and the example she led on how to conduct yourself as a woman with power. That I will remember throughout my own continued journey in encouraging women of color just not to give in to the criticism, judgment, and to be above it all with grace and in dignity and continue to operate in integrity. So that is the takeaway that I have from the notorious RBG, just expansive, iconic career. That's somber, and we know it comes with drama. All kinds of drama will precede her passing with politics and things. We have seen the unraveling of it, but, you know, it is what it is. We got to take the gifts that we're given and use them with wisdom. So along with that, much respect to her family and the people that cared about her and loved her. But moving on from that topic, we have our One Purpose magazine updates. So right now, I am currently officially filed my paperwork, and it is filed and on papers and documented that I am the owner of a nonprofit organization. It is a charitable organization where I will raise funds to support independent media projects. I'm so excited about this project this nonprofit organization, because I am huge on wanting to help young people get their word out, get their work out, use their gifts and their talents. And sometimes, a lot of times, it takes funding to do that. Maybe not a lot, maybe just a little. Sometimes it's just knowing that people believe you enough to invest in you. So I'm excited about this nonprofit organization. I am going to finish my year out making sure that all my ducks are in order. I am in the state of Illinois, so you know that everything comes with its penalties. So I just want to make sure that I'm properly aligned so that I can do the work that I know is important and I know it's needed. So with that being said, also with the magazine, as far as updates, I have the nomination form up. It's on the website. If you go to onepurposemagazine.com, you will be able to find in the right column a link to nominate someone that you think is great and doing work for and in the community that you think deserves a spotlight, because there's so many people out there that do so much work, but they never get the light shined on them. And so I want to contribute to the work that's already been being done by so many people with highlighting everyday folks, our essential people, since we have a new name for them. That's always been important, and they've always been essential. But we want to do our part in acknowledging them. So moving on, and I'm going to try to move through the show quickly because I don't have a lot of time, to the next topic, which is the self-love topic. One of my favorite topics, because it's just one that I am very closely knitted with, considering that I do have a book, a self-love book that's out that encourages people and women especially to love on themselves and, you know, do what you need to do for you so that you can be good for the people that's around you, including your children. And so this, my focus on the self-love topic this week kind of focuses on who we are and what we show impacts our children. So back in years ago, there was a study done by the National Institutes of Health, NIH. It was in 2006, and it spoke on just the parental influence that we have on our kids. And so back then, the study found that children did better when parents were more educated, when family incomes were higher, when mothers had higher, had fewer or no symptoms of depression, and when family, I'm sorry, I'm still going to need to record this, and when families had well-organized routines with books and play materials and took part in learning activities. So the quality of interactions between mothers and children was more important for children's development. Children did better if mothers were more sensitive, responsive, and attentive. And mothers were more likely to be like this if they were more educated, lived in more economically advantaged households, and had more positive personalities. They are learning now that more education is not as much as a factor as once shown in studies, but it still plays a role. I haven't done a study, so I can't say anything on the contrary to any of the evidence or the information that was found in this research project by NIH. But I just wanted to say that we cannot forget that we have to be healthy for our families. I know that there's a lot of things placed on families when it comes to fathers being present in the household and things like that. And it is very important that fathers are in the household and fathers are a part of the child's experience. But I just want to put emphasis on the role of mothers. We have to be present in our household. We have to be sensitive to our children's development. We have to make sure that we invest in ourselves so that we can be at our best for our kids. That is very important. And you may hear my little one playing around in the background. That is because I'm at home recording today. I didn't go into the office like I normally would. But even when I'm there, she's with me sometimes. But that's important to me also, to just make sure that I'm investing in myself and doing what it is that I love. And she's a part of that. She gets to see that. She gets to see me being or doing the things that's important to me, because I think that that just creates a healthy example for children. And we just have to remember that. Sometimes we get so caught up and lost in the minutiae of life that we forget that how we invest in ourselves impact and influences our children. And especially in times like this where we are just experiencing so much stress in life from different facets. I mean, I don't have to break down what we're going through. I think everyone knows that and sees that, and they're present in what's happening and what's going on. So with that being said, I think that we should take our time and invest in ourselves so that we can be good for our families. And I'm going to move on to the culture topic. So previously I had conversations about our boy Ice Cube and the contract to Black America or for Black America. So just recently, I believe like on September 9th, he said in an interview to so Ice Cube discussed the black contract with Joe Biden's team and presented the contract to both Joe Biden's campaign and Trump's administration. So he says in an interview with TMZ that both sides have had an interest in implementing some of the dynamics of the contract addressing social issues. But his main concern in implementing some of the dynamics of the contract addressing social issues, but his main concern are the economic aspects of, for black people, specifically noting black-owned companies getting more government contracts and closing the wealth gap. He did mention that one of one thing that the Biden campaign should fear is Trump's administration actually implementing some of these things before the election, because Trump is the president. True. So I had a comment come in from someone saying, if you don't love yourself, how can you love another? I agree with that wholeheartedly in relation to the self-love conversation that we were having in the self-love topic session. But also, and talking about the culture news and the Trump administration having access to Ice Cube's plan for the black contract and being able to implement some of those things. We don't know. Maybe Trump will look at the contract and see some of those things within it, which we discussed a few episodes ago. It's a really long, extensive contract. So if you are interested in going through it, you can look at some of those dynamics and those social aspects and issues and just see where it goes from here on out, because we just don't know. But if he implements some of those things, great. If not, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we just have to continue to do our work and make sure that we are doing things to move forward legislation in our own communities, being awake in our communities, being a part of the conversations that's going on, being active in our communities and doing those things so that we know the people that we elect into office our representation of the things that we want, and so much the things that we need. Those are important as well. So as a follow-up also to that conversation, I spoke about film in Chicago, right? Because Hollywood was one of the things that he addressed in extensive contract. So if you are interested in going through that contract, please do. But one of the things that I personally pulled out was the Hollywood aspect, because I think that that's one that people are not going to pay as much attention to. But also Ice Cube talked about building up economic growth and things like this, and I think that filming and production in Chicago is one of the things that we can look into. So Illinois is another state that has made a major push to pull production from the West Coast. After a successful run of Illinois films, Illinois is notable for its prominent use of Chicago for, like, movies like The Dark Knight. If you're a movie buff, you know what The Dark Knight is. So Illinois' 30% tax incentives combined with an additional 15% for resident labor from underemployed areas adds up to a pretty solid proposition in the state that has both rural and urban areas. I mean, this is true. So the incentive is 30% plus 15% for resident labor for underemployed areas with a minimum spend of $100,000. So the state of Illinois offers 30% transferable tax credit for qualified productions. And a tax credit is a tax incentive which allows certain taxpayers to subtract the amount of the credit they have accrued from the total they owe the state. It may also be a credit granted in recognition of taxes already paid or a form of state support. So, once again, the tax credit benefits in the state of Illinois are 30% of the qualified Illinois production spending, 30% credit on Illinois salaries up to $100,000 per worker. Tax credit can be carried forward 5 years from when originally issued by Illinois Film Office in the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. The Illinois Film Tax Credit is currently scheduled for legislative renewal in 2026. 15% additional credit applicants will receive an additional 15% tax credit on salaries of individuals making at least $1,000 in total wages who live in economically disadvantaged areas whose unemployment rate is at least 150% of the state's annual average. So we have already implemented in the structure and the fabric of this state, incentives and benefits, tax benefits for production and film. All we need are the studios. All we need are the studios, and we need to work to be here. So we have the structure on the legislative end. We just need the production companies to have a space to come in and produce films, right? So anyway, that just goes back to the topic that I was talking about last week on how we can use a lot of the spaces, the warehouse spaces in Chicago, and turn those into studios to get some of that production here, film production here. I think they were trying. It has been an effort, but I think we can do better in that area. So we were talking about a lot of these things going forward and moving forward and rebuilding Chicago. A lot of these conversations, this is one of them that I think needs to be added to it. This needs to be added to the conversation. Oh, someone says that I am 68 and going great. Healing the wounds of my childhood was the most powerful work I have ever done. From just, I guess, going back to the self-love topic from the first section, absolutely. I would have to agree. I totally agree with that. Mine, too. Some of my best work has been, as I've mentioned previously, and in writing my memoir, As Thyself by Nia, that I had to go through journaling through all of my experiences, and going through those experiences really helped me face a lot of the stuff that I had buried, a lot of the buried issues. And so I think a lot of times when we face those things that stem from our childhood, then the better we are, because then we can do, and it builds up strength. It builds up just a lot of things to just be a better human being for the benefit of other people. You got to be good to you. You have to be good to you. That's for sure. So the last section or segment that I have is the main topic, and that's when I try to focus on health issues. A lot of times in the past I have focused on mental health issues, but this is we are in mental health awareness. We have been focusing a lot on mental health awareness, and we are in, I'm sorry, Suicide Awareness Month, and so I wanted to focus topics around that. But this week I am just lightening it up a little bit. That's true. I am lightening things up a little bit, and so we had Dr. Fauci come out, I want to say earlier this month, let's just say earlier this month, and he made a comment or a statement about vitamin D deficiency. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. We all know who he is at this point. He recently did an Instagram Live interview with actress Jennifer Garner where he discussed immune health and supplementation. And according to Dr. Fauci, most so-called immune-boosting supplements actually do nothing. However, there are two vitamins Fauci does recommend to help keep your immune system healthy. If you are, and this is a quote, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. So I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplements. Fauci, 79, said during the Instagram Live on Thursday when actress Jennifer Garner asked Fauci about immune-boosting supplements. So I just think that that's a really good thing to talk about, because I just believe that we people with of darker hue, darker complected people, melanated people, we have a vitamin D deficiency, just point blank in the period. We do not get enough sunlight, and so we have to boost up our immune systems by using supplements. And so one of the things that Dr. Fauci would not mind recommending is a vitamin D supplement. And so, in fact, at the University of Chicago Medicine, researchers found that there's a link between vitamin D deficiency and the likelihood of being infected with COVID-19. Those with an untreated deficiency were more likely to test positive. Vitamin D is important to the function of the immune system, and vitamin D supplements have previously been shown to lower the risk of viral respiratory tract infections. That comes from a doctor, Dr. Meltzer, chief of hospital medicine at University of Chicago Medicine, and he's the lead author of the study, said in a press release on September 8th. So, I have not seen any initiatives to push vitamin D supplements into our communities to make sure that people are, you know, taking the supplement to help throughout this pandemic and beyond. It will be nice if we were to see something like that, but I'm going to do a little bit of investigating on my end to see if there are some initiatives out there in the community to help out with making people more aware of vitamin D supplements and its positive impacts that it may have on your immune system. And I also recommend telehealth is big now. Telehealth is a big thing, so we don't even have to go in to see our physicians to have this conversation. Set up a telehealth appointment to your primary care physician if you have one and have this conversation with them to talk about if it's something that you should be, if it's a regimen that you should include in your lifestyle. It is, okay, that's funny. But I just think that I'm responding to a chat comment. But I just think that if it's something that will help, go for it. Because, like I said, people of color, we tend to be vitamin D deficient. I know that I take a vitamin D regimen. It is something that I incorporate in my supplement regimen. And like Dr. Fauci says, you know, it can't hurt. He knows better than I do. And the final topic that I have, when I do all this in one breath, right? I just go through these topics, and I feel like I don't breathe because I'm rushing, because I only do 30 minutes, because that's just the time that I have here, and it is what it is. So I want to dedicate my last few minutes to early voting. Early voting. So being a resident of Illinois, I don't know where you are or where anyone is, but you know my target audience is Chicago predominantly, but stretching beyond Illinois. So if you are a voter, you can vote before the election day. The early voting period runs from Thursday, September 24, 2020, to Monday, November 2nd, 2020. But those dates may vary based on where you live. So you can go to the Illinois State Board of Elections website to find early voting and grace period registration locations. So the things that you will need to bring to early vote, if you voted in Illinois before, you don't need to provide ID to vote. But if it's your first time as a voter who registered by mail and didn't provide your driver's license number, state ID number, last four digits of your Social Security number, a copy of your current ID, or a government document that shows your name and address when you registered. You will need to provide one of these when you vote. And you can use a current copy of your valid photo ID, a copy of a lease, a contract for residency, a student ID and mail address of your residence, a copy of a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, another government document that shows your name and address. If you voters without an ID, you are unable to provide an ID, you will be able to vote a provisional ballot. After voting provisionally, you will be told how to submit additional proof of registration to the election authority. The additional information must be received by the election authority no later than the close of business day on Tuesday following the election. So it's important to get out there and vote. It's something that we have to do. It is something that we have to engage in. Get out and vote. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you how to do it. Although it's enough information out there and there's enough people doing that. But I'm just encouraging you to do so, right? Because that's important. So with that being said, I hope that you all enjoyed this little segment of my life on Sunday. I don't have many rants going on today. Usually I'm on here ranting and going in about all kinds of stuff because I'm just frustrated with how things are going, but not today. It's a little bit lighter for me today. I had my coffee. Someone in the chat section is talking about coffee, anyone. So I had my coffee. So I'm good. It's 4:48 a.m. where he is. I think that's, yeah. So, yeah, I drink coffee all day. I had my coffee, so I think I'm good. I made sure of that. But forthcoming, like I said, this week is a week that I think we can prepare our minds to continue forward and continue educating ourselves and going forward and knowing that we are equipped to do what it is that the world needs us to do. You know, information is good, but I think when it comes to the news, we have to limit ourselves, but we do have to equip ourselves with knowledge. So go beyond the news, read some things. There's so many great research studies out there, but you know what? That's what I'm here for. So if you have any suggestions of things that you like to be, like for someone to investigate and dig into, you can always hit me up at my email address. The easy one is nia.andrews@gmail.com. I'm always interested in investigating and digging into topics. It's what I love to do and bringing it forward to people so that they can be equipped. But with all that being said, I just want to thank whoever tuned in for tuning in. I appreciate your time. It doesn't go without being acknowledged. And also, I do record and put the recording on YouTube. And even though I'm not in my office, I did it today. I have a little section at home set up. And it's at YouTube One Purpose, youtube.com/OnePurposeMag. And it goes up on Thursday. I give myself a little time to edit it and everything. So like I said, you can find the video there, or you can always find it if you log back on. It's here if you want to listen to the complete show. And with all that being said, I just want to invite you all to have a wonderful week. And I'll be here again next week within the 1 o'clock hour to chop it up about some things that's going on in the community and let you know what One Purpose Magazine is working on going forward. So with all that being said, once again, thank you for tuning in, and you have a good week. Blessings to all. Bye-bye.